Well, good morning, everybody. I was given a little gift by a parishioner by the name of Deb Daly 2 weeks ago. She gave me a button, and it's a no button. She said, you don't know how to say no, so maybe this button will teach you. Wear it around your neck, you know. And so anyway, listen to it.
No.
Or... Or, anyway, it's on this little cycle. So I was with the kiddos and I said, ask me to do something you think I don't want to do. And one of them said, Father, will you give up coffee for Lent? And I said, I tried that one before. It didn't work out very well for me and more importantly for other people. And then somebody, he was picking on me. He said, would you dye your hair red if we won the ball game tonight? And I go, and I said, I don't have hair anyway, you know. But anyways, this button is fantastic. And this gospel today, Jesus talks about let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. He says, and your ancestors were told, you know, don't take a false oath, make good all that you vow. But I say to you, don't swear at all. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. And we, of course, live in a very interesting world. And these days, people will oftentimes commit to things that they do not carry through with. And you'll say, oh, yes, I'll help you with your homework later on. And then later on comes and you've been to school and practice and work and you text and I'm a little tired. Sometimes we commit to things and then we back away. All the sadder when we commit to God and then back away. Because our yes is meant to be yes and our no is meant to be no. If we're not ready to make a little commitment to somebody who asks something of us, maybe that's a good opportunity to say, let me pray about that. Instead of just right away saying, yeah, I'll be there, and then 90% of the time backing away. Our word as Christians must be good for something. It must be good for a lot of things. That's why Jesus says, don't take an oath. Because you shouldn't need to. You should be so living in the truth. So living an authentic, beautiful, integrated life that your yes means yes and your no means no. It boggles my mind. I see people, of course, out and about, and some of them have not been to church for a while, and then they kind of like hide or something, you know. And then I'll go find them. And then I'll say, I miss you. And they'll say, I'll try to be there. You don't try. You do it. You know, like, but that's true with everything, with our life. We don't try to feed our children. We just feed our children and we do whatever it takes. We don't try. We don't try. We do. And that's, I think, what our Lord is getting at. He wants us to be good at follow through. He wants us to make a commitment and then keep it. Our yes should be yes. Our no should be no. And we may have to say 1,000 no's in order to say one singular yes. To Jesus. You think about it even in a practical sort of time kind of way. Like in order to be at Mass, we have to say no to sleeping in. We have to say no to watching a game. We have to say no to other things in order to give a greater yes to Jesus. You know? But that's true with our whole, like, we will have to say 1,000 no's in order to say one singular yes. I want a big yes button. That a big fiat button for our Lord that we can push because we don't just say no to be party poopers or something. We say no in order to say a greater yes. You know, parents, when they become parents, end up having to say no to a lot of different things. You know, certain freedoms go away, certain good nights of sleep go away, and other sorts of things. But you say no to all those things in order to say a greater yes to the kid. And it's true with God all the more so. Jesus says we have to say no to many things. He talks about sin in our gospel today. He says anything that causes you to sin, cut it off, chuck it out. Isn't that lovely? He's pretty firm about it, isn't he? Jesus is pretty firm about sin. He takes sin very seriously, and so must we. I love this first line in the first reading. If you choose, you can keep the commandments, and they will save you. And they will save you. It's a matter of eternal salvation. St. Thomas Aquinas, we are celebrating right now, oh dear, I looked up the word, for the 700th, I can't remember, sesquicentennial or something like that, is the 700th anniversary of St. Thomas Aquinas becoming a saint this year. And he said that three things are needed for our eternal salvation in order that our whole body and soul is not thrown into Gehenna. Three things. We have to believe the right stuff, desire the right stuff, and do the right stuff. Believe, desire, do. Believe, desire, do. And the world throws all these things that we're supposed to believe these days because it's the popular poll. And that's not what truth is determined by. Thanks be to God, it's given us by Jesus. And we may have to say no to a lot of the crazy things that our world wants us to believe. We may have to say 1,000 no's in order to say a singular yes. Our world is crazy with its beliefs on even things like human anthropology and marriage and all these things that we've taken for granted until about 10 years ago. You know, and like, we may have to say no to a lot of stuff in order to say yes to the way of God, the way of Jesus. And think about those, the priest in Nicaragua just arrested for 26 years, thrown into prison because he believes in the creed and wouldn't back down. And now others are joining him in the jail. And basically, I mean, it's just crazy. All these places in the world where persecution of Christians is very, very real, but they stick to the belief, because what we believe matters. What we believe matters. And we may have to say no to 1,000 crazy beliefs in order to say yes to the belief of Jesus. And that's where we align our mind. We say we have the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. And anything else we say no to. We have to desire the right things. Is Jesus your biggest desire? Is eternal life your biggest desire? Or would you rather have a Ferrari? You know, like, where, I think we need to do a little assessment there and say, Jesus, like, I want heaven to be my number one desire. Everything else is straw. Everything else is straw compared to Jesus Christ and the kingdom of heaven. And that has to be number one desire in our life. And we got to instill that in our beautiful children. The third thing, we got to do the right thing. We got to do it. It's not enough to have think it. We want to have to put it into practice and live it. And usually, if we want to enough, we do it. And again, when it comes to beliefs, desires, and deeds, we might have to say a lot of no's in order to say a singular yes to our eternal soul and a singular yes to Jesus. And that's great. And that's okay. That's why I thank God for the no button. You know, I think we should all have a spiritual no button around our necks. The most important thing, too, is that you know God never says no to anybody. Even when they're lost, even think about Zacchaeus, think about the woman at the well, think about the man at the cross next to Jesus. Think about all the people who were confused and lost. Jesus never said no to them. He embraced them and he said, come, I will show you a better way. I will be for you a better way. And say no to all the stuff from your past. Live in me. Live in me. Praise our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.